Hello, this is Nicholas of Presence of God Ministry. In Matthew 24, verses 23 to 27, we read, Then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before, wherefore if they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. He is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. What you are about to hear on these wave file recordings of Benny Hinn are overwhelmingly accurate as to how Jesus said the false prophets would preach in these last hours of Earth's history.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is shaking the world. Now, something else is happening that is, to me, awesome, absolutely awesome. The Lord is physically appearing in the Muslim world. I'm telling you, Paul, I'm hearing it now more and more and more. Since we preachers cannot go there, Jesus is just going there himself. Since we preachers are not permitted to go in, he's just showing up himself. You know, the scripture says clearly that the Lord did appear, did he not? For 40 days, isn't that right? And the scripture says he even appeared to Paul. Now, we are always thinking, well, Jesus can't really preach the gospel. Who told you that? He was the first one to preach the gospel. In fact, he's the one who came to Paul and said, Paul, I'm Jesus. He didn't send no angel to do that job. He did it himself. If Jesus revealed himself to Paul, why not reveal himself to a lot more than just Paul? And he's doing it. The reason the Lord had to appear to Paul is because he knew Paul wouldn't listen to nobody else. Now, in the case of Cornelius, the angel said, send for Peter. Because Cornelius was ready. His heart was right. He'd been in prayer. But here's Paul killing everybody, causing him to blaspheme. Jesus said, this man won't even listen to an angel, so I'll go do the job myself. So he went and knocked him right off his horse and preached the gospel to him. He's doing the same thing today in the Muslim world. He is appearing, hear this, he's appearing to Muslims saying, I am Jesus of Nazareth. And they're coming to know the Lord. Why are those things happening? It's the last day. Saints, this is why we need to give to the gospel now more than ever. You know, now you may say, well, I gave last year. Forget it. Last year, it's gone. That cycle is over with. Seed time harvest of last year is gone. Every season is a fresh season. We are in a fresh season.